Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Heflin, H-E-F-L-I-N, 716-24-6277. This is a 47-year-old woman comes in today for a follow-up of hypertension, fatty liver, sleep apnea, PVD, leg pain, arm pain, and multiple issues, including possible thyroid issues. Period. The patient has actually lost 10 pounds when she got on the Bongo, B-O-N-G-O, with a sleep apnea. She's now being treated for period. The paragraph, nevertheless, she continues to have fatty liver. She needs her blood work checked, including TSH and high cholesterol, history of high cholesterol, period. The paragraph, she wants to get off her medication, and the best treatment I can come up with is a semaglutide, along with diet and exercise that we talked about at length today, period. The paragraph, medical problems, hypertension, surgery, C-section, had a fibroid removed at one time, medication, lisinopril 41-step, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram once a day, vitamin B12, allergy penicillin, COVID immunization, not maintenance exam, mammogram was done just last week, colonoscopy not until age 50, social last period was a week ago, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink, she's married since 2002. Family history, COPD, stroke, hypertension, no colon cancer, no breast cancer. On exam, 254, down 10 pounds, 97%, 97.9, 20, 85, 149, over 71, heart positive, 1 positive, 2 lungs, clear abdomen, soft extrusion of these controls, no issue around the coast with any neurological non-focal. Number one, hypertension control. Number two, weight loss. Next one is we're going to try semaglutide / WEGOVY 0.25. weekly, next time is diet, next time is exercise, next time is fatty liver, next time is we checked her carotid ultrasound, no significant change from last time, next time is we checked her pelvic ultrasound because of history of, history of uterine fibroids, none was found, next time is gallbladder looks normal, next time is checked TSH. Next time is continue with medication. Next time is start WEGOVY with GOVY 0.25 once a week for 4 weeks. Next time is we'll call patient with the results of blood work. Next time is RVH related to sleep apnea. Next time is we had a long discussion. The patient is motivated. She takes care of cows and is very active, and I explained to her that this would help her tremendously as far as her cholesterol, her sleep apnea, her hypertension is concerned, and getting off these medications that she's taking, and she doesn't want to be taking that this time. Thank you.